Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said on Wednesday the IDF carried out a targeted strike against Hezbollah's most senior military commander and head of its strategic unit in the Beirut area on Tuesday.
The commander responsible for the Majdal Shams massacre, in which 12 children were murdered.
He served as the right-hand man to Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah and was his advisor for wartime operations, Hagari told a news conference in Tel Aviv. The militant group Hezbollah has denied involvement in the Golan attack, but said the group fired rockets at a military target in the Golan Heights. Protests in Venezuela spread on Tuesday as anger grew over the awarding of Sunday's election to President Nicolas Maduro, despite opposition claims they had clinched a landslide victory. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The opposition's numbers are sharply different to the country's Electoral Commission, which called the election for Maduro with 51% of the vote. Machado called on supporters to gather in front of UN offices in Caracas on Tuesday, while Maduro's campaign manager has called on their supporters to march Tuesday as well. Venezuela's defense minister has warned against allowing a repeat of the, quote, terrible situations of 2014, 2017, and 2019. In those years, anti-government protesters took to the streets and hundreds were killed.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. British police on Tuesday clashed with an unruly crowd outside a mosque in northwest England near where three girls were stabbed to death in a dance class a day earlier. Merseyside police said far-right protesters summoned masks, hurled bottles and stones at officers.